are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hello, and welcome to the do's and don'ts of using radio advertising. Now, that's a pretty tall order, and I probably could go on for 2, 3, 4, or 5 days, not hours, on this one. But we're going to try to pare it down to about 30 minutes or less, and hopefully at the end of this, while you may not be an advertising expert, I possibly can give you some ideas on how to avoid the pitfalls of radio advertising that so many individuals seem to fall into. See, radio advertising is very, very simple. It's like every other type of advertising. It has one purpose and one purpose only. It must get results. Business. It must get jobs. You know, the stuff that puts money in your pocket? That's the one and only reason to spend money on advertising. Everything else, the groups that are out there, they're saying, hey, put a sign up for this or buy shirts for this or support the bowling league or whatever. That's all great, but it's not advertising. And we can do a whole show on that. That's called charity. That's called helping out in the community, and it's not really advertising. There are many ways to get your name out in public without spending money on advertising. But for the sake of this program, we're going to assume that you've determined to spend or to make that investment in your company with radio advertising. So let's put everything else aside. What should you do first? Well, by saying what you should do first, I'm going to start by with a don't. What you don't want to do is be the town's leading heating and air conditioning company and come up with a radio advertising that goes, Sunday, 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 it's the biggest air conditioning sale of the year, and you've got to be there. You'll save more than you'll spend. Be there this Sunday. You don't want to do that. What are you going to do? You're going to drive everybody away. They're going to laugh. They're going to giggle. They're probably not going to remember you. What should you do first? Well, you need to do a little bit of homework. You should determine what you should advertise. It's pretty simple. In June, July, and August, in my part of the country, you advertise air conditioning. November, December, January, you're advertising heating. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm talking about what should you advertise. Should you advertise a brand name? Bottom line is, people don't care about brand names. Should you advertise service? Hey, there's a unique thought. Maybe you should advertise service. Should you advertise cleanliness? Efficiency? Yes, yes. Ability to get the job done? Should you advertise testimonials from people that you've worked for before? Yeah. Length of time in the business? Now you're starting to get the hang of it, okay? Where should you advertise? Oh, boy. Where should you advertise? Well, you should advertise where the listeners are, but not just all the listeners. You should advertise where the listeners are that are going to use your product or service. I live in Owensboro, Kentucky. We have about 7 stations that reach somewhere around 30 to 40, maybe 50,000 listeners. The most popular is the modern country station. Then there's a rock station. And then there's the talk stations. Now, if I'm selling Lincolns or Cadillacs or some high-end vehicle, what should I choose? Well, we have to look at something called ratings and demographics. You see, that's how real people buy. Radio stations work in demographics. Nothing wrong with that. Each station has a profile of their average listener. An audience could be females, 25 to 54. Could be college educated. Maybe not. Could be the people that have high income, low income. But if we're selling those Lincolns, those Cadillacs, we probably would want to go with...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.